Sports Report. Soccer. Next Saturday's big game is the top of the league clash between Manchester United and Tottenham Hotspur. And tonight we have in the studio to comment on the outcome of this match, Jomo Kenyatta. Would you like to stick your neck out and make a prophecy? Coming, Jomo!
Yes, I shall be perhaps the first Negro man to be Queen of England.
What I really meant was a prophecy on the outcome of the Spurs-Manchester clash. Odds on draw, do you think?
I'm already consolidating my effective position as the first Negro Prime Minister of Great Britain and shall soon be rushing on to the assuming of even more gigantic powers as the Queen.
Well, that is extremely interesting, Jomo. But what our listeners are really keen to know is whether you think the Super Spurs can make it two in a row for the league championship.
It's no use thinking that the grabbing of state control can be achieved without the gutters and streets washing about in a bit of white man's blood. What I have is collecting together vast quantities of the poison spears, beating about in the night, and then again, swish swoosh, suddenly turning them into the living quarters of Buckingham Palace, where the Queen will be receiving them in the fleshy parts of her body and toppling from the throne.
And Jomo, do you think that the Spurs continental-style retreating defence system can stand up to the frostful play of the Manchester wingers, Kennelly and Harris?
So, it will not be long before I'm appearing on the balcony of the palace, dressed up in the crown and the ceremonial skirt of the Queen, waving and shouting to the crowds below. And all the Negroes will be singing and jumping about in the streets and firing the cannons and grinning and plunging the machete knives into the grenadiers.
And do you think that a quick tackling Manchester Windhall can hold Spurs ace goal grabber Jimmy Green?
Naturally, there will be a lot of high spirits about him. And I dare say you will be seeing a few white heads rolling about in St. James's Park and then places.
And Jomo, can the experienced Manchester left half setters keep a grip on the educated feet of Spurs master forward, inside right, John White?
White? How did he get to retain that?
Well, Jomo, he is a Scottish international, you know, and universally recognised as one of the greatest inside forwards.
Oh, don't give me that stuff, man. He got into the team on account of prejudice because of his name, and therefore he will be for the guillotine and the firing squad and all that business.
Well, Jomo, I think you'll find that White is a very common name.
Not in my tribe.
So you don't see much hope for the elegant aristocrats of White Hart Lane in their bid for the title?
I don't see much hope for anybody. When the thousands of black men I'm smuggling over from Kenya arrive and start laying about them with their poisonous spears. Especially when I am the Queen and shall be acquitting them in the courts and thrusting all the cockneys into the jails instead.
Well, listeners, Jomo does seem more interested in plans for domination of Britain than in the Spurs Manchester clash next week.
That is so, yes.
More power to your elbow, Jomo.
Thank you.